Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Good morning, MJ.
Ooh, what's up, fellas?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's up, Matt?
Yeah, man, I'm doing well. It's always good to hear y'all's voices.
Matt, first things first, they're giving me a hard time because I said I'm not a big fan of Christmas music. Am I crazy? Or am I?
No, I think you're right on, Justin.
Okay, what?
Thank you, Matt.
What?
Thank you,
Matt. Are you? Have you been drinking the Justin Moore Kool-Aid by Christmas?
Just drinking
all day. No, Christmas, man. They play it too early. It's like all the time.
You know what? There's some little boys out there right now that all they want for Christmas is a Matt Jones jersey. And they're singing, I want my Matt Jones jersey.
Since we're on the topic, what is the best Christmas present that Matt Jones ever received as a kid?
Kids are listening, Matt.
Oh, man, I got a lot of cool things. I got a hunting rifle. I got some like Charles Barkley basketball shoes in sixth grade, and a Game Boy when I was like nine. You know, all sorts of stuff.
Yes. Man, yeah. Well, let me just continue this, Justin. What is it of, you know, Mr. Christmas himself? What is the Christmas present that you remember most as a kid? Your favorite?
Oh man, that's a good question. Probably my first gun.
Okay.
Yeah,
you were full.
I know that's a boring.
No. Roger, what about you? What was your number one?
It was, I guess I got it 2 years
some
ago.
Socks.
Got it 2 years ago.
I got it 2 years ago.
It was a Christmas album.
You knew that was good.
Yeah, that was given to me by a man wearing a Matt Jones jersey. No, seriously, my favorite. Listen, back when I was a little girl growing up, it was the slot cars.
I remember those.
As a kid. Boom. Yeah. I still have my talking football and electric football game from way back then.
Greatest ever.
They're the great. I'm talking about talking football.
Greatest ever. My mom and dad gave me a Green Bay Packer, like, Letterman jacket. I thought it was coolest thing in the world. Even, I don't know how, you know, how, I guess my dad got me on Vince Lombardi. But the coolest ever, my dad found a used commercial pool table.
From a real pool
joint pool table. It was used.
Did it have a stain on it?
Probably.
Hell yeah.
But I'm telling you.
Let me tell you what you do.
You're calling every one of your buddies.
Yeah.
Get over here Come on, let's go.
No, but we've got our own presents, Bass.
Well,
wow,
Matt,
how about that?
What did you think of the game on Saturday, Matt?
Man, I like the you like what you see out of all our players. We played decent enough. We just didn't make any plays when it comes to getting interceptions. You know, you got your backup in, and you're kind of just unsettled. I mean, Mississippi State's a real team this year. I kind of went about how I expected it to go as far as with KJ not playing. I don't know if we got there the way that I thought, but I thought Hornsby looked good and is the clear number two. That he should be the guy that should have a package in there and have 5, 6, 7 plays a game.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question too, guys. We really hadn't talked about that. So, you know, the whole thing was, you know, Sam Pittman saying that we need to get him on the field. He's one of the most dynamic players. Now that you've seen he's number two, do you give up a series with your guy KJ, or do you put them both on the field at the same time to get him on the field? You know, I don't know.
Or he's backup quarterback now. Do you not want to risk it?
Yeah, it's situational, Baz. One thing I like is, like, say Rocket Sanders busts one for 27 and to change the field a little bit, then you put him in the very next play, 1st and 10, you know, when they're kind of not ready for it, when it's kind of a change like that. You kind of sprinkle them in because you're just trying to create a mismatch.
That's
right. Get them in their base defense or get them in what you know what you're doing. So I don't think it's something you want to rely on to say, man, you don't tell them, say, hey, you're getting the third series. We don't know when you're coming in, but you got to be ready to help this team win.
He is a different runner than KJ. KJ is an excellent running back.
Yes,
he's a big, strong, and also you put, you know, if you're a linebacker and you look up, you all of a sudden this guy's by you, you know, in Malik Hornsby from a running speed standpoint.
And the one thing that they're bringing up, Matthew, I hear a lot of people saying that old Matt Jones wasn't very good in practice. That's why we put him in the game and let him do it.
Oh, I bet you Matt Jones was not a great practice player.
Were you a great practice player, Matt, in your eyes? Or now that you look back at it, could you say that it just wasn't your deal? It was practice? We're talking about practice.
Well, my freshman year, I was in a weird situation. My freshman year, I tore my labrum in spring ball my freshman year, so I just couldn't practice. I couldn't throw the ball every day. And so then I would kind of do a little receiver, and then it was like, clear that I was going to be the quarter. So it's like, well, we don't want you to get hurt out there at receiver. And so it's like, you got to be the quarter. So we kind of had a plan where I could only throw 2 days a week. It was just, I was limited physically. It wasn't that I mean, being quarterback is awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, you want to go out there and play every week, man. Quarterback is where it's at, yeah.
Matt, do you know anything about BYU, the Mormon religion, or any obviously, we've never played them. I don't know if you've done any research on them or not.
I watched that Notre Dame game a little bit. I think they're a strong – they're an older team. So they're, when I watch them play, they're not as fast, but they are strong. They're going to hit you. And they're going to be kind of that country strong they're going to be there with you. So I think we got to use our speed. I definitely think we're the faster team. So try to get on the edge and use some misdirection and get our guys out in space. But I think they're going to be a real physical team.
Yeah, this is their big game. Obviously, they just played a big game against Notre Dame, but having an SEC team come. You know, I was wondering, too, have we checked to see if they've ever played an SEC team in their stadium? Has anybody heard that?
I thought Robbie made it clear that they hadn't.
Hey, maybe he did. I might have. Yeah,
they've had a pretty impressive schedule, though. You know, they played Baylor.
Yeah, they beat Baylor. Beat Baylor double, that's right. No, they've had a tough schedule this year. No question about it. Yeah, but this will go a long way, Matt. If you can get this win, then you get the bye week. You got a chance to rest up, get healed up a little bit, and make a last season run on those last four or five games.
I agree with you. If we get this win, I don't see any reason, if we stay healthy, why we can't get to at least 7, and then you got 8 with your bowl game, with it, just far as like on the low end. If we get this win, we could get to 9 with our bowl game. But this is the most important game of the year. Yes, sir.
What is the big news in soccer right now? What's happening in the world of soccer that we didn't need to know?
So I saw a little bit about that Wrexham stuff, but Liverpool, I mean, I don't know what they're doing. They're 10th in the table right now. They're just getting beat every which way, giving up the first goal in 10 of the last 12 games. They can't do anything.
Liverpool, what is going on, Roger, with Liverpool?
I've had it with Liverpool.
What is that?
Liverpool and Christmas songs.
Justin, I'm going to give you the first shot, you and RJ. Give me the mascot of the Liverpool soccer team.
They're the Liverpool Livers.
Liverpool Livers. What do you say, Justin?
Everybody knows they're the Leprechauns.
No, Liverpool not at all.
Leprechauns. What do you say, Roger?
They're the Paddington Bears.
Liverpool Paddington Bears. What are they, Matt?
The Liverpool Reds.
The Lord knows.
They got like a rooster. You'll never walk alone.
It's the Liverpool Red Roosters.
BYU is 3-4 all time.
There you go. That'll work.
BYU is 3-4 all time against SEC teams, with 2 wins over Mississippi State and a victory over Ole Miss. This does not count games against Missouri and A&M prior to 2012. Both schools joined the league back then.
You say where they played?
The Cougars have never played 8 teams from the SEC, including Arkansas, Auburn, LSU, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, or Vandy.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how many of those games, if they were able to convince an SEC team to come.
Well, let me look at
this now. The weird thing about this game, I think all of us agree.
That's 2017 is when this article is there.
That's okay.
So it says that they will play LSU this year, meaning 2017. I don't know why it's that article.
Remember all of us when the schedule came out, we were like, uh-oh. You know, this is not a good place to see.
Sounds like some silliness that Jeff Long.
Going to Rutgers or something.
We need to do then, based on the fact that if they're practicing and they don't allow certain things in that stadium, we all remember the greatest actor, stage, and screen that Beirut ever produced, Keanu Reeves, in The Replacement Players. Isn't that the one where he... with Gene Hackman.
Yes.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
You remember they got those strippers for cheerleaders? The Razorbacks need to shake it a little bit more, shake that tail feather in front of the BYU bench.
Well, you know, we've heard, Matt, that we've confirmed that they don't tailgate. They don't tailgate at BYU because they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't drink coffee, they don't drink tea.
I'm sorry, sir. I'd rather not drink your alcohol.
And they, I don't believe
it's
you.
True.
You can tell me that all you want.
I swear. Listen, we had Barabi Bosco from BYU yesterday. Said he told us. He says we don't tailgate at our games. I guess, listen, they're busy.
Because they're doing yard work. Because they can't work on Sunday, he said. So they're doing everything they can in the yard.
That is so funny.
And on Saturday.
Yes.
We got to get that atmosphere going right before the game, yeah.
That's right.
I'm looking out here early.
Well, listen, I'm looking at a lot of people. Not a lot, but there are more that are coming. Amen, MJ, no Christmas music. There are a lot of people that are mixed up out there, Rod.
They really are.
I'm not saying no Christmas music, but just like 4 days, you know. December 21st to the 25th.
Listen, if they did it your way, they'd only be on the fourth day of Christmas. Come on.
That's long enough. Yeah.
Matt,
they made me feel – they're trying to make me out to be some just weirdo. Just all alone in this.
Not at all.
There are a few of you. There are a few of you.
When
out
R.J.
There.
Hawk calls you out, for
oh,
being
I know
weird,
that is something.
You're weird. It's got nothing to do with his multi-million-dollar endorsement.
No, that's not.
Well, MJ, I know we can't talk about it, but I know you've got a cool thing coming up. We'll obviously be able to mention next week. A cool opportunity. Excited for you, and wish you the best as always in everything that you do. You're a great
love you,
guy.
Honcho.
Love you, brother.
Man, I love you guys, and I really appreciate you guys, too, more than you'll ever know, man. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. All right, man.
Thank you.
Have a good, have a good week, buddy.
Matt.
See you, man.
See you.
Love you, honcho.
All right.
There. No,
Matt
let's see.
Jones.
Did Matt, Maverick wants to know, did Matt say he tore his labia?
No, RJ.